get this thing started. I got glasses here somewhere. No, I got them. I didn't know I was going to have to read. All right, I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. Thank you all for coming. You are at the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board meeting today, January 16, 2019. We're going to start with an invocation and pledge. I'll offer the invocation, and Lois will lead us in the pledge. Would you please rise? Our Father in heaven, we're indeed grateful for our many blessings. We're thankful for the opportunity to be able to live in this beautiful community, and we're thankful for this country that we live in. And we're thankful for the opportunity we have to have a say in the things that are going on around us, and we ask you to bless us here at this meeting as we reorganize this board and also talk about things that affect this community, that we'll be able to do so in a manner that be pleasing unto thee. We recognize thy hand and our blessings, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to go ahead and skip the roll call because we're going to go through that here in just a minute when we reorganize the board and who's doing what. This first item on this agenda is for public comment. And this public comment is if there's something on the agenda that you want to discuss that you can't stay for to the end of the meeting, now's the time to discuss it. Okay, if there's nothing on there, we'll go ahead for approval of the December 12, 2018 minutes. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, only two of you can vote on that. And so when I talked with Amelia, she had sent out the minutes to the previous, how many, Amelia? Three or four?
Three.
Because Joe wasn't here and Brian wasn't here. And by way of not receiving anything back from those emails, we're going to go ahead and forward those minutes as not approved on this agenda, but no comment.
Okay.
Because three of you can't vote.
Okay, perfect. All right. We need to have an approval for the agenda of January 16, 2019, with one change. Item one in the general business will happen just after this, and the reason for that is because we need to get a chairman, because I'm not the chairman. And so we need to get that taken care of, and then we'll go back to the police department. We'll be right after that, but we need to get a chairman done. So, can I have a motion to approve the agenda for 2016-2019?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for January 16, 2019, excluding item number one on informational items for now.
Okay, we're not excluding, we're just moving it up.
Moving it to the end.
Moving it to the beginning.
To the beginning, I'm sorry.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, now we're going to go to item number one. On the general business, Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board members to elect a chair and a vice chair to serve 2-year term for discussion of possible action. And since I was the previous chair, I cannot be the chair or vice chair. But I'd like to make a motion that we vote for Marjorie Holland to be the chair for the board.
I second.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, do we have a motion for a vice chair? I'll make a motion. I vote a motion that Kristen Pearson be nominated for the vice chair. Is there a second? Okay, we got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Madam Chair, I would just ask Kristen, are you good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay, fabulous. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We're going to help you through it.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay, now we're doing item number one, right?
So, Madam Chair, I think that Amelia said maybe someone is running late. Is everyone here? Okay, so Are you okay with us just kind of tabling you?
We're hoping it's just around the point that we call it.
Okay. Is the BLM person present?
So it's still government shutdown?
It's a government shutdown. Number two is going to have to wait as well.
Okay.
All right. So, Madam Chair, we're happy to talk about general business. Well, I'm sorry.
There's no planning and zoning items.
Correct.
Well, you can just go to the next item on general business, item number two. That's the calendar.
Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board to approve yearly meeting calendar for discussion and possible action.
Okay, so again,
That's only two votes on it, right?
Well,
did it get mailed out?
But these guys haven't looked at it. So you guys need to look at the calendar, check it out, see if you have any conflicts there. Just take a peek at it. We try to make sure we don't mess with holidays and, of course, the fair and some of those things that get in the way of town board meeting once in a while. But
and the board talked about it extensively last year, so I think you're probably okay with it the way that it is, but if you just want to take a look at it.
It looked good to me.
Okay.
Looks good to me.
All right, if somebody wants to make a motion.
I make a motion, we accept the calendar. I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay, one more, just kind of a clarification. We call for a motion. You don't always have to have a second. I do the second, especially when we're doing the nominations. But on items on the agenda, typically all you need to do is call for a motion, then you can call for a vote, just so you know.
Yep.
And if you go to the county commission, they do the same thing. They don't get a second. They just motion, and they vote.
Okay.
No.
Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board to review or revise bylaws for discussion and possible action.
So, Madam Chair, I'm going to say a year and a half ago, the bylaws were attacked by the county commission and county attorneys. Mm-hmm. And it was determined that we no longer needed to sign off on the bylaws. They're just very general on each, so the Clark County NV.gov website has a section for all the town boards, and each town board, the bylaws are online. Really, the only thing that you would ever change on these bylaws would be the time and or the location of your meeting. So with almost a brand new town board, I would only suggest the only change that you could make if you wanted to is if you are not happy with the location and or you want to have an earlier meeting at 6:30 or 6 or whatever. But that's really all you can discuss in regard to the bylaws. And again, they don't require signatures anymore.
Okay.
So if you're happy with your place and time, you're fine. If you want to discuss that would be up for discussion.
Is everybody happy with the place and time?
Yeah,
unless we have to change it to the senior center or whatever.
And 7? Anybody? 6:30?
It's fine with me.
7 is okay. Okay.
7 or 6:30?
7.
7 o'clock. I make a motion that we accept the bylaws as they stand.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board to nominate one member or representative on the Moapa Valley Fire Protection District for discussion and possible action.
Madam Chair, Judy Metz was on the BCC agenda last week. Could have been longer ago. I think it was last week. And she was unable to attend tonight. She had another meeting conflict, but she is happy to serve as your member if you choose to allow her to continue.
And that's who I was going to nominate anyway. But
that's who I was going to nominate.
Okay, so the motion's on the table. Judy Metz to be our representative to the town board for the fire board.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Okay.
Alrighty.
Officer Impey, you ready?
He just turned off the turnoff, right?
Yeah, I just turned off the exit.
Oh, okay. He's a little ways out.
I can hurry him up, but he's my boss, so I
have to. Tell him to put the lights and siren on.
Well, the next item is public.
Okay. The comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council jurisdiction will be held now. No vote will be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments may be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record.
Do I really have to?
Yes, you do.
It's my first name. Everybody gets it wrong, not my last name. Joy Sterita Lovedell. I just wanted to welcome our new members, and I'm very glad to see some new blood coming around. It's time to get more people active, and I'm just glad to see the change of welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comment?
Come on, young lady.
Be brave. We're all looking at you, so... if no one gets up and talk, we're going to have to just sit here and wait for...
Because he can't speak, you know.
No, he can't.
Well, he could. They're
he
all
could.
Here
put
right
the lights on. He could get here.
Yeah, they're all here right now. Maybe he could.
My brother's watching.
Madam Chair, the Fire Protection Board meeting is next Monday.
Okay.
And it would be super nice if people from the community came and attended the meeting and were part of it, because it's going to be the discussion of the budget, the EMS services, and if the fire board can sustain for how long. So that's next Monday. Billy, do you know where it is? Do you know what station it's at?
No, it wasn't posted the last time I looked.
I think it's out here. I don't think it's Moab. It's one of, it's either 73 or 74, but that's right around, oh, can't be Monday night. Is it Monday a holiday?
Yes.
It's a holiday. Martin Luther King Day.
I think it is, though.
It is.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you, Doreen?
I'm right here, but it is. Verna's blocking me up, so.
I don't know
Steve
how
Steve told me it was the 22nd. But I might, but that might be wrong, because... He steered me wrong before.
No, actually, Vern, thank you very much. I think it is Tuesday the 22nd, and it says Station 74, so it's out here in Overton.
At 6.
Station 74 at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. And I just saw Randy today at Home Hardware, and I said Monday, because it usually is Monday. Okay, well, that's good. So that's a big one. And then Wednesday is Moapa Land Use. And Thursday was Bunkerville, but it's been canceled. Okay. The rain has been lovely.
Yes, it has been.
Other than the muddy mess that it's made.
But your babies love that.
They only love it when it's 100 degrees. They're really not very happy with it.
Yeah. They don't like the cold.
But I love the rain.
They like to sleep at your feet, too.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
We're waiting on you.
About 8 minutes? Well, that's my timing, but yeah, about 8 minutes.
Okay.
Fern, do you have any updates?
No.
Come on, no?
Updates, I don't think so, no.
Did anybody watch the governor tonight? I got it recorded. Oh,
is it tonight?
Yep.
At the Aria?
He's supposed to give a state, his
state of the state address.
Yeah. Okay, inauguration.
So I set it to record.
Amelia was nice enough to buy cake for our lovely board.
And sugar-free cookies.
And sugar-free cookies.
Yeah, sugar-free cookies.
We got to feed Ralph. We got to keep Ralph happy.
We don't have any milk, Jerry. Do you have any?
I thought about it, but I wasn't sure if anyone would actually drink milk.
I think that's the only time I
could. You can take his cake home
when you have
cookies. Okay.
No, you're going to save that for Amelia.
No, don't save it for me. I'll eat it all. I don't want any of it.
Marilyn was talking with Alex about having kind of an ethics training class out here for all of the boards. Who went to the Saturday meeting? The two of you, okay. And then you gals and Jean, we've seen it 100 times. Watch it online?
At least 10.
Okay. There's going to be, it's, I want to say it's ethics, but then we also wanted to throw something in about running a meeting, and it's for the fire board, it's for the irrigation company, it's for the power board, it's for any members of boards who want to come. So Amelia will be sending that information out as soon as I get it. It's going to be a month or two away, but we want to do it out in this area and not have to have people driving in town.
Yeah.
How was the meeting on Saturday? You got out early?
It was good. Early.
Steve Swiper didn't put you to sleep?
Yes, he did, but it's okay.
I was warned.
Yeah.
I had somebody text me. Yeah. Yeah, he's dry.
He's very dry, yeah.
Everybody else was put some humor in.
Yeah. How was Marilyn? She swore you guys in?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
She did a good job.
Good.
Then she had to go plant her garden.
So they both buttered in as the chair, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yep. It's funny, she's exactly the opposite. She's with six men. You're with four women. It's Marilyn in the center. Anchored by a bunch of fellows.
I think he's with six women, you and Amelia.
Yeah, that's true. Jean had asked earlier about our sign, and it's in the back, the one that talks about the rural lifestyle.
Yes.
But these walls are going to be painted, and so as soon as that's done, then we'll get that sign hung up again.
Mm-hmm.
With green curtains.
It's moss green.
There's green in your carpeting. That's why you have green curtains.
You think?
Yeah.
And Amelia, do you know of any items coming soon? Sava had, I still haven't heard from him.
He had an application that was supposed to be seen today, but withdrew it for whatever reason. I'm not sure what happened.
It was an extension of time, I believe.
Yeah.
He might have been able to get whatever he needed in on time. I haven't seen any work over there yet, though. Swap.
Oh, yeah.
That multi-commercial or manufacturing slash residential.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost time to start irrigating the first week of February. My starting time is 11:41 p.m.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
You're going to be out there with icicles hanging off there.
No.
One thing that we will be having come up with be that resource project. The folks who are interested in helping with code cases.
Uh-huh. Just serve people?
Yeah. So it might be by next meeting. So.
But that's February.
Yeah.
Okay. Because your next scheduled meeting, they're having the retirement party here for Judge Waite.
Oh, really?
And we didn't have items, so. And we had to have this meeting now.
It's getting close.
Tell us a story.
You want to know about?
I don't know something. Tell us something we don't know.
Did you know it's illegal to talk on your cell phone while you're driving?
Yes.
Well, then you people are the only ones. Did you know it's not polite to do this with your seatbelt over here as you speed past the police? You laugh, come right with me, see that. We don't mind waving, we're going to wave. At least put one hand on the wheel, you got the other one on your phone.
Can you tell me the outcome of that car that was on the side of the road that I almost got stuck trying to see if anyone was inside?
How far back was that?
Was that a very busy week?
Was that last week?
Yeah, just a week ago. Halfway down the hill.
Yes, we saw that too.
I told him we're all waiting for you. He said, that's not right. I'm arriving. My lieutenant's name is Jeff Stewart.
Okay.
I don't know if you've met.
No, it's not Steve. It's not Reeves.
No, he's a good guy. I don't remember what happened with the car. I know I had some
look just, at it. Was...
A lady fell asleep at the Will Sarge. They called it out the wrong mile marker. We had a hard time locating it.
She fell asleep. I'm telling you, she'd gone
around the bend there.
If she'd gone five more feet, that car would have been like that.
Wow.
People kept calling out in Googler, Like, the mile markers were all messed up, so we were way off.
Okay.
No, because we were coming home from either Mesquite or Vegas and saw it, and oh my God, I wonder if somebody is actually down there, somebody in the car, abandoned the car, or what? We just saw the car kind of hovering there.
Yeah, no, another pickup truck, and I pulled over at literally the same time, but he pulled on the other side of the road, which is smarter. I pulled in where that car was and almost got stuck. Mm-hmm. But it was locked, and there was no one in it. So she must have woke up.
You did what we hope most people do, and what we'll talk about here in a minute when my boss walks in the door, is that people get a hold of us. It's difficult sometimes to actually get a hold of your favorite cop. We don't encourage that. Mm-hmm. I have to sleep at some point, so do my guys. And we do have days off on occasion.
But you mean I can't call you?
By and far, we hear a lot of stuff. I'm not a Facebook kind of guy, but we get told about stuff by somebody talking about something on Facebook. Mm-hmm. If you don't call us, then we don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't monitor Facebook, but we hear about somebody's bicycle being stolen or somebody's house being broken into, their car being broken into off of Facebook, off of social media, and that's not
the way it happens.
How many of you believe everything you read on social media? Neither do we. We just don't want it. There he is! The head of the hour.
Did you want... Go ahead.
I was just going to ask Sergeant.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Metrocom's new phone system. Are there going to be any discussions on that today?
Their new phone system? You know more about it than I do already. I didn't have a new phone system. I dial the same numbers I've always dialed.
Understood. For the public, there is a kind of new phone tree before you even get to the, not even a dispatcher, but some of the pre-operators. And currently it's number 6 if you want to talk to an actual physical person. Henderson is number 2. So they go through the hearings, and then they hear, oh, other jurisdictions? Sure. So they pop over to us, which time we tell them that they're outside of our jurisdiction and transfer them back into the phone tree. So they're working on changing it for a more appropriate numbering system and something a little bit more user-friendly. But if you have any questions, I'm not sure if the 800 number goes to the same thing. I haven't tried it myself, but there's...
I would venture it does. I know the old 888 number did, or whatever the prefix was.
So I've talked to a couple people while down working in Henderson from up here in the valley as well. So yeah, it's lots of fun.
I don't know. I don't dial 911 very regularly.
911 can be fine.
I can't think of the last time I dialed 911.
Yeah.
And I only really dial 311.
But the 311 is when you're going to get the phone tree and casuals.
So press this for this jurisdiction, press this for that, is what your number
is. Yeah.
And so for us out here, it's...
Wait till you get to number 6.
It's a long distance number, so it's 702-828-311.
It is a long distance.
What's that?
And it's long distance?
It is long distance call.
Yeah. I better use my cell phone.
We all do. That's how we get calls out of this
phone. Yeah, it's getting to where, if you don't have a cell phone, you're...
All right, Madam Chair, you're welcome to take back over and bring us back to...
Okay, what we've been waiting on is the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Overton Residence Section to present a letter of accommodation for discussion. So take it, Metro.
LT, you want the... I'll introduce Officer Nate Bradford. He's the one that's holding our award. This is our Lieutenant, Jeff Stewart. Good man and has some common ground with our awardee, I guess. Okay.
Luke, if you can come up here. This is Luke Minogue, everyone.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I'm reading it. This is from the desk of Joseph Lombardo, Sheriff of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. Major Luke Minogue is formally recognized for his acts of bravery and citizenship by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. On the evening of June 8, 2018, a distraught and suicidal citizen was threatening to end her life while sitting on the ledge of the Logandale-Overton overpass of Interstate 15. Without hesitation, he took action by building rapport and dialogue with the stranger who was in obvious need of help. Even after the arrival of a police officer, you continued your efforts in saving her life by persuading her to come down to safety. When requested by the police officer, you immediately went hands-on to help control and detain the female in order for her to receive the professional help she needed. The sheriff and members of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department truly appreciate your actions during this dynamic and life-threatening incident, which presumably saved a life. Thank you for your heroism and job well done. Signed, Nicole Splinter, Captain of the Northeast Area Command of Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
I just want to apologize for being late. I had a World War today for the sergeants down there. And on behalf of Captain Splinter, she wanted to be here as well. She's homesick today. So again, I come out specifically, and the captain did as well for you. And that's a very heroic thing. From the time it happened, Brett told me right away what happened. And with citizens like you working with the police out here in places like this and anywhere in the city, I mean, we couldn't do it without you. So again, congratulations and thank you on behalf of the police department and Captain Splinter.
I appreciate it. Thank you for coming out. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
Okay, our next meeting is February 13th, 2019, and we are adjourned.
Thank you all for coming. And there's cake.
There's cake.
And sugar-free cookies.
Let there be cake.